lightning in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program.
We are in the midst of October, which is always an exciting month. For the most part, October is fun with Halloween and the veil's becoming very thin. But this year, it's going to be even more so. And we have some incredible energy out there. We are already into the evolution of consciousness and humankind is ascending. But the exciting thing about this year is that the truth is going to come out and all kinds of things are going to be happening in the next 2 weeks. The cycle begins tonight on the new moon of Aries and it finishes on November 4th. Wait until you see what is going to happen. And some of the things that are going to happen are going to be very shocking. So we have to stay in our God center and we have to awaken to the gentleness of human existence, if at all possible. And I know that very many people, when they feel shaken up or discombobulated or that their life isn't going like they hoped, interrupted, same old, same old, they don't like it, even though they may want to change their life. They don't particularly like having their day routine change. So I'm here tonight to explain a little bit about what's going on with that and to answer questions of callers, because I'm sure all of you are going through something at this time, especially you Aries. And I do have a caller. Her name is Danette from North Carolina. Her birthday is April 8th. Hello, Danette. How are you?
Hello there, Miss Elizabeth. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you tonight?
I've been contemplating an endeavor to work with a local artist who's very, very good and been around for a while. I would like to perform viral marketing for this person, and it would be like a 50-50 business opportunity.
Why would it be 50-50? That's already out of balance.
Okay.
50-50 is out of balance. You're working with an artist. It should be 70.
It was his suggestion, and I just.
No, it should be 70-30. If you're in any integrity, you don't take 50%. You take
30%. Thank you.
That's the way it is throughout the business for many people. Don't forget, he's doing the art. You may be doing the background of getting the word out, but that's my advice because that's how the industry does it. And I'm trying to honor both of you. When is the birthday of the artist?
I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't be doing any kind of anything with anybody until you know their birthday and you've looked at your charts. And I certainly can help you that offline. But
okay.
Seems to me that this could build. If not only are you going to, you're going to get him on the internet, right?
Yes.
Okay, but don't forget you have to also work with people that can help promote him and try to get him into some studios. And that takes work. And some people might come along to help you as the artwork becomes known. But this is a perfect time to do it. Perfect time, especially since you're in Aries.
Yes. Wow. Thank you very much for that. I just wanted to make sure I was, on the right path.
Well, you are, Danette, and there's a lot of details to know about, and see if you can get some information from others besides me to make sure that you're in balance with everything. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. So I was talking about the practicality of awareness. And, you know, each one of us have got to learn. We've got to get it before January, before the new millennium comes. Everything is inside of us. And when we're going to be doing something with another person, it's always best to check the harmony of both of your charts together. And any good astrologer can do that. As a matter of fact, one of the best ones is Mark Dota. She was on my show a few weeks ago. He's up in Portland, Oregon, and he's excellent. And I can do some as well. Because the world is going to be awakening to the wisdom within, and it's very powerful. The divine forces of creation are coming now from source. They're no longer coming out of the auric field. They're coming from source, which is beyond the auric field. And therefore, you're really going to be hearing some wonderful truths from not only the ascended masters, but from your own angels and guides. And it's important to stay tuned in. We have another caller, a Chris from California. He's born on New Year's Eve. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Elizabeth. I am born on New Year's Eve.
Born on New Year's Eve. My goodness. What can I do for you tonight?
All right, Yuri. I have been working on selling a portion of my business, and I'm just wondering if you see anything happening with that, and or do you see anything happening with more money coming in? That's primarily the question.
But Chris, what are you doing with your meditations to create that to happen? You are in Capricorn energy. Now, two things are happening to you. You are being hit by Saturn and Pluto, but next month, the middle of November, Jupiter moves into Capricorn, and that's going to free you up, and it's going to bring you more energy to be creative. So I do think that maybe one of the best things that you can do is to find someone to work with you. Is that what you're going to be doing?
It is what I want to do. What I've been working on is just selling a portion of the business. In particular, there are recipes that I've created. And it's as a means to, yes, get more income, but to then move on and do something different.
Well, fine. But first of all, we have to take first things first. So if you're going to be selling the recipes, you need to find the right venue to do that. You're at a crossroads. And indeed, your life is going to change. It'll certainly be very different 6 months from now. But you're at a crossroads, and you have to find somebody who can accept those recipes. Do you have them on the internet?
No.
Have you put them in a book, Chris?
No.
Why not?
I haven't put them. Well, I've strictly been running the business and then selling the product.
I don't know what the business is. What's the business?
Desserts.
Well, right. I think you need to organize. I think you need to get the recipes in order, in some kind of order, like whether they're ice cream or pies or cakes or whatever. Then I think you need to create some kind of a way where their incredible deliciousness can be found out. You might get a very important restaurant, a very popular restaurant here in California, to serve some of them at their restaurant. and then see how that goes over. It's a start, okay. because you want to try to get the experience, but you also want them to know that what you have is worthwhile, and nobody's going to know that until they taste it. True?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know how you can figure that out, but when I was doing my meditations, I would certainly ask for someone to come along that's knowledgeable in getting the word out. That's what you need to visualize and create. And they'll come along. This is the time to do it, Chris. We are in a great energetic time. You're creating, you're talking with your new guides. Everybody has new guides on the planet since 2012. And you're getting to learn about your inner power. So you think, so it is. So if you start seeing yourself meeting these people and them all loving the desserts and them helping you get it out, it will be created. You don't have to do too much.
Okay, that sounds good.
You're going to be becoming stronger in the world. You're going to be awakening. And you're with your humanic soul. So remember, the divine forces are with you. And that is the principle of the consciousness of humanity. You have to create it from within first. And then your electrical power that comes off the body will spin out and bring the people to love and support you.
Can you
try an experiment? A dessert experiment, or have a dessert fest for Halloween. That would be fun. And have people come, and of course you would charge them for the dessert. Have them come to a special place where you're going to do a dessert fest. Even if there's a Halloween fair someplace, get a booth, do a dessert fest. See what happens. See who you meet. See who comes up.
Okay. I like that.
I like that too.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're talking tonight about Earth and how it is becoming the garden of creation. Among all this chaos, we have so much chaos. We have so much hate and anger going on. And the way to structure your life as we go through this time, and it's going to be 10 years. So it is time for a reality shift. It's time to learn that the universe has a flow of harmony and also disharmony patterns that go along with reality. And by divine timing, all elements that are present in your consciousness are going to form and take activity. And this activity is miraculous within the psyche and within the bioenergetics of mass and matter. It is miraculous. So as you visualize it, visualize the outcome. Don't worry how about you're going to get there. Don't do the what, shoulda, woulda, coulda, ifs, or worry about whether you're going to win or fail. Just keep going, and miraculous ideas will come to you, and you will be able to achieve that which you desire. It's natural law. Hang on to that. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have Maury calling from Minnesota, I believe. November 29th. Is that you, Maury?
It's Marie.
Marie. Okay. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hello.
Tonight?
I'm good.
What can I do for you?
I called last weekend, and you did tell me that I would be finding a job within a couple weeks. And so now I have two offers and I'm not certain which one. One has a position that's really solid, so I already know exactly what I would be doing. The other one has a role that would be evolving, so I would be creating that role, and I'm just not sure which way to go.
Well, you need to meditate on it. I can't tell you. Only you can tell you. And why aren't you sure? You should be. You should have a feeling inside of you. Do you trust yourself, Marie?
I do have a feeling on both, and I mean, there is obviously one that, you know, feels like the people are more compatible with my energy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also the one that...
Well, if you want to know if they're compatible with your energy, then you have to get their birth dates and look at the charts.
Yeah, there's no way I would be able to do that.
Pardon?
You know, to be able to get... There's no way that I'd be able to get their birth dates, you know, without knowing them well. I mean, they would think that...
When's your birthday? Your birthday?
But
I think your meditation is telling you which one is right for you. And I'm feeling it's the one where you have to do the smallest amount of work, if that's helpful at all.
That is helpful. Okay.
I think you're letting go of this. You're going in a whole new direction. Your direction is going to be very exciting. And the one that it doesn't matter after you sell it, you know, you have no control of it after that. So meditate on it. Ask for clarity. Offline, I can do a comparison if you can get their birthdays, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Bye-bye.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm answering questions tonight on the radio because what we're doing is we're entering this new phase. We have immortal love coming, and it's going to take a while because we have to go through the drudges before we get to the other side. But we all are going to be experiencing the power of creation, and it is incredibly beautiful. And it works from your chemistry and your subconscious. So if you're in fear, you're going to bring fear. If you're in trust, you're going to bring the optimum for yourself. So absorb yourself through awareness, through your meditations, and through the sacredness of joining with spirit in all of your decisions. And you really can't go wrong. You might be a little shocked at how wonderful your life becomes. It's about to transform. You'll see it. I'm taking calls, and tonight I'm hearing from Amy from California. Amy, I know you called before. You're my Leo, August 5th. What can I do for you tonight?
Wow, you've got a great memory. I am bent out of shape. I have been doing massage therapy for 24, going on 25 years, and I feel like a slave doing this. And somebody wanted me to go in and do a massage at a hospital room today, and I got really bent out of shape. I'm like, I don't want to be responsible for someone under medication. They just had surgery, even though it was authorized. But I cannot believe how frustrated and angry it made me. And I thought,
why are you doing that, Amy? Don't you know natural law? First of all, let me ask you a question. How did the hospital know to call you?
Oh, I'm a provider. They just found somebody online, a provider who called me.
Okay. And so why wouldn't you answer the call if you've been called? Why would you make all of those excuses about how bad and weak you are? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you be honored? Why wouldn't you know that anything that you do according to massage is going to benefit them no matter what it is because you're doing it from love? But you didn't do that. You did,
no,
should have, would have, could have. I'm afraid of this. I can't be responsible. You're not responsible. You're not responsible if you're going into a place and working from the point of love, ever. Nothing is going to happen that's going to be dangerous. Nothing. Not if you work from a point of love.
You know, and that's what I was thinking when you were saying that. I was coming from love, but nobody really could tell me when was the surgery. You know,
it doesn't
and then
matter. All those questions
history.
Don't matter about one of them. It doesn't matter who they are. Wow. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter what the surgery is. None of those things matter, Amy. The only thing that matters is that your loving hands are working on someone to help generate love. And if you didn't feel comfortable in touching the body, you can always work about an inch off the body because that works. That's energetic healing. I've been doing it for years. So this is a good example of what happens, and a good experience for you to learn. First, you're never called unless you can do it. Spirit would never do that. Second, your name got out there somehow, and it was your responsibility to get it out there. And third, why, when it comes in, would you deny it? I'm sorry. This is the way I work. I think that you were stepping on your good. And I think that that might be a very new way for you to be a golden corridor of light. It might be a new vocation for you, or you could be expanding your work into something higher and more beautiful. So will you please meditate on that?
Yeah, I just want to do food. I want to help people more with food. The bodies. There were just too many questions on this. It was back surgery, then it was stomach surgery, and I was just like, you know, it was just too...
Doesn't matter.
It was too
it doesn't matter. Amy, what you were doing was wanting to control. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What only matters is that you're going there with love. But if you were uncomfortable, you certainly were right in turning it down. But the reason that you're uncomfortable was there was your doubting of yourself. That's why it was there.
Food. I want to do food. I want to help people with food.
Well, and you can. And I know that you'll perfect it. And I know that you will only be awake and you'll be doing wonderful things. And you're going to come as an example of other people and how we can improve surgery and pain and discomfort. You're the creator. You're shaping your fifth dimensional body. And in that same way, you can create your power and you can create your light. And you're choosing a time in history when you think that you are more powerful than you ever have been before. And that's fine because you are. So I want to say that meditate on this. And if you're not going to do it, if you decide not to, that's okay. No big deal. But take your name off a list so that you're not called again. Okay?
Well, she hasn't been over a year. I was just left over. That's how I felt. Okay, Elizabeth, thank you. Love your shows.
Take care. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. And that's a whoops, because I'll tell you that there's a lot of times in the next few weeks, especially with Mercury going retrograde on Halloween, that we're going to be called to doing things in the past. We're going to be called maybe from people in the past that we haven't heard from in a long time. And it's to review. Are you still going to be doing this? Is this your path? Is this what you need to do? And you are creating your fifth dimensional anchor for the next year. And then it's going to go into place. And you'll have many multidimensional experiences, and you will be given instructions from your higher guides so that you can practice becoming the multidimensional being that you are. I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Who I am is a spirit inhabiting a body. What I am is a daughter or son of God, and I am working with the divine energies. And how do I serve? I serve at what my inner consciousness directs me. How they direct me is where I go. And this is the kind of thing that you can do. Okay, we have another caller. We have Tina from Texas. Hey, Tina, you're in my neighborhood. March 30th. How are you, Tina?
Fine. How are you doing?
Where about in Texas are you?
Houston, Texas. I haven't talked to you in
I'm in Austin,
a few years.
So I'm waving at you. I'm waving down at you in Houston. I'm in Austin. What can I do for you tonight, Tina?
Just wondering if there's any big changes coming my way.
Of course there are. There are for everybody. You're an Aries, and they're all going to be coming. What is your sense?
Any big moves, or do you see me just staying in the Houston area?
Tina, that's not what I'm answering on the radio tonight. If you want to have reading, that's another thing. But you need to ask me a direct question. Can you ask me a direct question?
Yes. I was told that there was going to be a death in the family. And I was wondering if you do see that.
There will soon be a what in the family? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
A death in the family.
Oh, we don't talk about death. No one should tell you that. No one should tell you that, Tina. That's a false psychic. Okay. Is that clear?
That is a false reading.
Yes, ma'am. You can say that you'll be concerned over a grandmother. You can say that your grandfather is low on energy or that your mother may need some attention. Have her have an exam. But you don't talk about anything else. I'm sorry. It's against natural law. And for anybody that does that to frighten you is out of order.
Okay.
And no, I don't feel that around you.
My sister called me crying because somebody had told her that somebody told her that she was going to lose somebody close to her in 3 months, and I'm like, well, I don't.
Okay,
I don't.
So whoever
that
psychic is, you never go back to them again, and you call them. You call them on it. You never go back to them again because that is not what we're about. We are about practicing and meditating and healing and holding your hand in front of you and affirming who you are, where you're going to go, and how you're going to travel through the corridor of life. Okay?
Perfect.
And I'm sorry that your friend has been worried. So you just need to find somebody else to give you a reading. And this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to tell you that that's an important point, because there are so many people trying to do this reading work and this psychic work. And I'm going to tell you that 95% of them can't do it. Some of them are very gifted, and sometimes they really can help people and support people. But I'm telling you that you don't leave somebody with that kind of a statement.
Oh, yeah, she was crying and the girl, and I told her, I told my sister, I said,
Tina, thank you for the call.
You only go to Elizabeth. Only listen to Liz this reading. So I gave her your number, so she'll be calling you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Okay, let me see what I can do about that. There are things that you can do to help your family and the people that you are worried about and concerned about. And if you're not worried or concerned about them, you can always send them light. And believe me, surrounding them with white light is a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, because you absolutely can help in their healing. I'll give an example. My cousin had a small kidney stone, and she had to go in and have a procedure this week. And I worked on her very hard. Of course, I love her dearly. And I sent her all kinds of light. And when they went in to do the procedure, they couldn't find the stones. So I thought maybe the light work that I had done might have had them melt, which is what I was asking for. That's what I'm talking about for everybody listening. And let's not worry about death or losing somebody, because if somebody chooses to leave the body, you can't do anything about it anyway. The only thing you can do is love them. Now, I think I have a caller from an old friend that I haven't heard from in a long time. Carlton from South Carolina, January 11th. Is that you, Carlton?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, good to hear from you.
All right, how are you?
I'm good. What are you up to?
Well, I'm working on a dissertation, and I'm trying to. I went back to school to try to get my PhD.
Wonderful.
And I'm being pulled, I think, in a couple of directions, and I'm trying to figure out which way to go.
Okay, so you know that I want you to meditate on it, and I'm going to tell you that either direction you go, you won't make a mistake, because you will apply the work and the power and the knowledge to succeed. But which one feels right for you inside? Carlton, there's two different paths, right?
Right. One is to do what they call a qualitative, case study in finding out how to deliver customer service using the IT. The other would be a quantitative research, and I have no idea what I would want to do in that, but it is the way my chair seems to be guiding me.
Well, why don't you start the IT thing and see what that brings, and ask for unfoldment, ask for clarity. You know you can have a reading with me, too, and we can take a look at it. But I know that you're enjoying your powers, and I know that you've done a lot of work. And guess what? You're in the healing chamber. All that you have begun is starting to manifest. It may have taken a few years, but that's wonderful. And I just feel that maybe the best path, Carlton, is to go along the path that you don't quite know yet, but ask for clarity. What do you think you would like to do?
I would like to. I started this to give back to the college I'm working at, and I thought, it would be nice to say, go ahead, you know, be able to give something back to the college, so I could work in this with the college to help develop ways to give, better their customer service. And I
well,
can
you
see
know
that
what?
As being...
That's wonderful. And you know what else is going to happen? I think that you're going to start helping the older students, the juniors and seniors, on their direction as well. Maybe you could apply that to some of your teaching. So follow up, go through it, and get yourself in alignment, and then count to three, one, two, three, And once you're in perfect alignment, see yourself working with the college and with the students for guidance to give them strength. And I think that's a good path.
Okay.
So reverse everything. Don't be afraid of anything. You've been through a lot, but you are very capable. And I have a lot of respect for you, Carlton. So you go ahead and work with your emotional body and your spiritual self, and you will be guided as to which one. You know how you know when you try something and it works, and then when you try something and it's not quite as good as you'd like it to be? That's how you know, Carlton. The one that works is the way that you should go. So try both ways, and the one that is the most successful is the way you should go.
All right, and thank you.
All right, Carlton. Thanks for the call. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And let me tell you, this half hour went very, very fast. I will be right back and we'll talk a little bit more about the guidance that you're going to receive from your spirit self as your spirit self becomes your day-to-day self as we enter the new decade. We'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 14th through October 20th, 2019. There is an abundance of action planets now in cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, Cancer, and Capricorn. When cardinal signs are moving energy, the impact is far more powerful than the fixed signs or the mutable signs. Yesterday's full moon in Aries represents individuality and independence. It's where you must pull yourself up by the proverbial bootstraps and pioneer a new path for you. At the same time, the sun in Libra seeks comfort through sharing and relationships. Ideally, you balance yourself and your need for self-expression and partnership. The challenge comes from let go and let God, Pluto, and boundary-setting Saturn in Capricorn. Saturn has you looking at the long-term future, and Pluto is asking you to release that which is not going into the future with you. Just let it go. Trust the universe. Don't feel like something is wrong if you are feeling pulled apart at the seams. It's just the universe helping you to realign yourself. This must be done as you begin to walk your new path in 2020. All this push-pull energy sets up a power struggle, bringing possibilities of backbiting, arguments, hidden secrets, and manipulation that could involve you, your parents, higher-ups, or a spouse. The energy comes from someone who has had power over you. Even though this is the last force coming from this mix in 2019, it could get very ugly. Be careful, curb your temper, especially if matters become legal. The moon moves into hardworking Taurus on Monday until early Wednesday evening, urging you to get something productive accomplished. Your imagination will soar and your energy level is turned up to high. The only challenge to this is Mercury making harmony to visionary Neptune on Tuesday afternoon. Sit down, take a deep breath, write an outline of something that you want to create, write, or film, because these ideas could come into form in 2020. Communicate your higher vision or allow time for visualizations to bring you some inspiring ideas. The moon moves into Gemini on Thursday and Friday. That's great for short, quick projects, helping the neighbors, conversation, or activities that do not require much focus, as well as working with your oldest son. Pick up a pad and pencil. Sit down and doodle with your writing skills and see what comes forward. Saturday is quietly pleasant under the nurturing Cancer moon. Begin to plan for Halloween with your kids or Thanksgiving dinner with the family. The evening brings a time for comfort food and sharing with your family. Sunday brings a grounding sextile between Venus and Saturn. This brings in a foundation to commit to your relationship or to a financial project or purpose. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room
as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward, Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words.
Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Holding the light for you, you are mine. had thought I was alone. Thought I faced life on my own. There was no one there for me. Till I heard my angel sing. Call on me. Reach for me.
Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out, and that was Annabella, My Annabella. She writes her own music, and that song is so beautiful. Remember, we need to be concerned about our spiritual guidance and know that we are, our energies are open with powerful transformation emotional energies, and it's wonderful. I want to tell you a little bit about October as we go through the rest of the month. October it has a powerful transformation possibility. And it, if you focus your emotional energies to write out that which the soul desires, you can collectively bring in what you want. You will bring in a result. And tonight it starts. This is the full moon in Aries, so it is the first astrological, it's the astrological Happy New Year. It is why people celebrate Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. They recognize that the Aries full moon begins the astrological chart. So clarity is possible when you are heart-centered and when you're going with the flow between the past and the future. Just follow that inner truth, listen to your soul heart's guidance, and this will lead to miraculous opportunities based on balance, reciprocity, and the giving and receiving of the universe all within it. I certainly know that's true with the transition I went through this year. So those of you who are able to connect fully with their vision of light and love and are willing to let go of fear, and there's your key, and greed and control, will be deeply rewarded with the manifestation of their desires at the soul level. The great invisible forces, the great invisible healers and teachers, will communicate within deep levels of you, and they'll be guided by dreams. You'll be guided in your meditation. You're also guided in your waking state when you have an open and receptive heart. You will find the path of joy, abundance, and nurture, where balance and reciprocity facilitates, and the ability to remain open-hearted, trusting, and loving in all interactions. You know, the first thing that you learn when you are going through something that might be unpleasant is to ask yourself, how did I bring this to myself? Where in my life did I feel that I needed this lesson to bring to myself? And this is going to give you some guidance that can be required to get you out of whatever negative feelings or incidences that you're going through. It's empowering to restructure and organize your life and to go with the like mind of the heart instead of the mind. It's empowering to do your meditations on a daily basis, morning meditation and nightly review. And then self-responsibility begins. And when self-responsibility begins, each member of the human race can determine where the heart is light, or if they're weighted down by fear. And if they are weighted down by fear, that brings in regret, guilt, anger, resentment, dependency, and projection. So during this time of October, many opportunities to clear much of your ancient greed and fear-based emotions are going to come out. And it's going to be in these next 2 weeks. As I said, we're in a cycle starting on the 13th of October tonight, going right through November 2nd. And you are going to be very shocked at what happens in the news media. You're going to be shocked at what happens with our leaders, as well as some of the earth eruption and changes that we've been having. And there are people who desire to rapidly move through these heavy energies and find a way to their free heart. And they are building structures. They're letting go of their limiting beliefs. They're facilitating freedom and responsibility. And this heaviness comes from cultural teachings. So you're going to find out that some of the things that you always believed were true maybe weren't quite the right thing for you. And your society habits are no longer useful in the 21st century. Everything is changing. I went into a restaurant in New York, and they were putting the fork on the right side of the plate and the knife and spoon on the left side of the plate. And that really freaked me. I have to admit, it really did. And I said, oh my goodness, they're going to outdo Emily Post and Martha Stewart. Well, anyway, the new moon, which is on the 24th of October, will bring a wonderful transformation. And there are exercises that you can do to help bring that in. For example, why don't you get a pad of paper and hold it under a lamp for a little bit, and then tear off as many pages as you need to for each desire. For each desire that you have, tear off one blank page, then hold the page in front of your third eye and think of what that desire is and see it happening for yourself. Then take all the pages, put them in an envelope, and leave them on your windowsill near a clear quartz crystal, if you have one, until the 2nd of November. And then see what happens. Because, you know, spirit always knows what you need and what you're asking for before you even think it. So try that little experiment and let me know. Send me an email or let me know on Let's Find Out. I'd like to know what the results are. I do have another caller, Petra from New Mexico on April 18th.
Hi,
Petra. Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah, I have one question. You know probably by now that my husband died last year, and I'm thought about what is the good time for really going into the energy of looking for a new partner?
Well, I think that when you feel you're ready and you say it's been a year, you're an Aries, so the time would be now, and the perfect time are going to be three dates. I'll give you three dates. One would be the new moon, the next new moon, which is in Scorpio. That's the 24th of October, always on Halloween. But they say, it's rumored that if on New Year's Eve you hold a white candle up and you look in a mirror and you stare in the mirror, you will see the face of your beloved. So if there's one to come, you might see that face in the mirror on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve.
Yes. So you have three times where you can ask spirit to bring you a partner, and remember to have the qualities of honesty, trust, and caring. I need my partner. I would like to have a new partner that brings me honesty, trust, and caring.
Yes, honesty, trust, and caring.
Thank you for calling, Peter. We are at the end of our show, and this is Elizabeth Joyce. It's time for our meditation. And we're certainly going to start with William singing Water, because I just love that song. And I wish everybody would listen to the words, because the words are very powerful. I'll be gone next week, but we'll be back on the 27th with Frank St. James. And we're going to be here two nights before Halloween. So don't forget to call us up and ask us your questions. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
Water. It's known by many names. Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away. Known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it Pani, or Jal, or I can call it Krishna. Or Allah. can fill the rivers up. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. We all drink from the same
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation.
Developing your ascension body in 2019 and the upcoming 2020s.
With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego, or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready. Take 3 deep breaths. Make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say there could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned, stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number 1, death of a loved one. Number 2, a lost love or divorce. Number 3, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number 4, an unhappy marriage. Number 5, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number 6, great physical pain and discomfort. Number 7, jail time. And number 8, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or, perhaps, little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay, then. We've established there's a hell right here on Earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on Earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on Earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, so to after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go.
Let everything that went wrong in 2019 go.
And the years before that, let it all go.
And now, let it be known that you were willing to sign up for the coming positive new generation, the 2020s. Even though we hear that they are nicknamed the Terrible 20s, you know that you will go through the next few months with positive energy, joy, happiness, forgiveness, abundance, and the ability to manifest that which you desire. It's coming your way. There is luck, joy, and happiness coming your way. So let the past go. Be assured that this new double helix fifth dimension energy will take you where you want to go.
Where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself float up as Richard Shulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.